ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe. Maseches Becheiros is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Reb Rafael ben Reb Moshe.
The Gemara in Becheiros Nun Tes Amud Aleph has just quoted the Gemara earlier, Machloikis, that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda actually holds that even if you take 1 out of 10 without doing a whole process and procession of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and being a Moina and Asiri, you just take 1 out of 10. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda argues and he says it's Meiser. So the Gemara is in the middle of saying over here, what's the reason for Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda? Because he holds like Abba Elazar ben Goimel. Just a little tidbit over here, Abba Elazar ben Goimel, on the bottom it says Gimel, Kach Girsis Rashi, Bebeyo, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and actually the Gemara by us in Beis says Abba Elazar ben Gimel. So this sheet of Abba Elazar ben Gimel you find in a lot of places in Shas, and the Chuvis Torah Lishma in Siman Tuf Beis has a Shaila if you're allowed to give somebody a name after an Ois. Very interesting question over there, and he Taka says this. Ain Makom Lachshesh Lazeh. He brings the Gemara in Tainus Chavez and Mabez that says Rami Bar Yud. Rashi says it's the shame of a Chacham. It's a Shaila if it's Rashi over there, and everyone else changes the gears. But Lamaisa to Shtaka Rai also brings from Ben Hehei, even though it sounds like in Taisus in Chagiga Daf Tes and Mabez that Ben Hehei and Ben Bagbag is the same thing because Bag is Gematria Hey, so maybe it's not named after the Ois. His name was Bag. But Al Kaponim brings those two rais, and Lachari could have brought this girsa also of Abba Elazar ben Gimel. I guess he doesn't have the girsa of Gimel, he goes with Gimel. But anyway, what's the Gemara saying? That the Pasuk says in Kairach v'nechshav lachem trumaschem b'shtei trumas hakasim medaver. Achas trumas gedel v'achas trumas meiser, just like trumas gedel is nitl ba'imer v'machshava, also trumas meiser is nitl ba'imer v'machshava. And the Gemara brings the hekesh of trumas meiser from meiser itself, Maisa Dagan to Maisa Behema, so Mela, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could also do the Oimid type of Afrasha without actually counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And of course, this Hekish of Maisa Behema, the Maisa Dagan, we discussed numerous times throughout the Perek. Taisa says that obviously there's the other Drosha of Lashone Kashta, Velela Dover Acher. The bottom Taisa talks about this here on the bottom of the Testament Alf. But that's the way the Gemara opens up. So again, the big sheet over here of Abba Elazar ben Gimel ben Goimel that he says that you could do Truma Gdoila and Truma Smaiser ben Machshava Uba Oimid is a major sugi that comes up over here. We're going to discuss that first before we get back into the Inyanim of Maiser Behema Alein. So first of all, obviously, we're really learning Maaser Behema, but we're not going to run over the biggest Taisus in the whole parak over here. Taisus begins, Kishem Sha Truma Nitelus, Kishem Sha Truma Gedoyla Nitelus, Me'oimid Menatoira. Zok Taisus, I'm sorry, Menatoira ain't Shaykh Ba'oimid, Dechita Achas, Paiteris Esakri, Veloinodna Ba'Toira Shir, Dereshis Degon Chiksip, El Mishum de Truz Maaser, Shaykh Oimid, Shashiura Kosov, Maaser Menamaiser, and Chachama made a Shir of Oimid by Truma Gedoyla. So Mamela, that's what the Gemara means to learn out. So Lachari, it's Mama Shapella. How are we learning out from Truma Gedoyla to Truma Smaiser that it's Nitl Ba'imir that you can evaluate? The whole shear doesn't exist. The whole din. There's no shear by Truma Gedoyla. You take a smidgen, you potter the whole Kri of Tevel, it becomes Truma. No problem. So how could you learn out by Truma Smaiser where there's a shear, you have to take a tenth? So Mamela, there's a din, you have to take a specific thing. Yesh Lion. Is there a chiddush that you can do it with evaluation? You have to be precise and clear and specific. But by Truma Gedoyla, there's no shir b'chol. So what's going on b'chol? Poshup shat. So Taisus is bavarning this shaila over here, this big Taisus that starts on Unches and Beis, goes all the way down till the wide lines in Unches and Aleph. Taisus starts off with the shaila. So you could say that it's like a z'asmachta, that it's a drabanon, a b'lamaisa. We knew, like by asmachtas, we knew that there's going to be such a shir and it's included in the hekish. It's a big chiddush. The chayre would be related with the concept of ein don and kal v'chayre mehalacha, and so on. It's a big chiddush that there should be such a thing. Now, the truth is that in oimid itself, you have to learn up clearly in the whole sugi here, what is the din of oimid, that you're allowed to take an estimated amount. What does that mean? That you don't have to worry that you might not take enough, or they might take too much. What does it mean too much? There's a problem of being marbe b'maisus, maisus mikol kolom, like Taisus brings over here later. So now, Rashi, on this Gemara in Beyer Daf Yud Gimel over there, and in Gittin also on Daf Lamed Aleph, Rashi says that you could be neitel truma ba'oimid because even if you make a mistake, it's not a big deal. Fakert, how do we know the ma truma gedoyla nitelus ba'oimid? Because the number is not so important. Because chita achas peteris we call a kri. That's what Rashi says over there. So you know, that's how you know that it's oimid, and that's how you trigger, that's the linchpin of the whole drasha. That since by Truma Gedolah we know it's Nidal Ba'imid, because what's the big deal? Whatever you take, it's going to be Misak and Decree. So maybe we can learn out, Ma, Truma Gedolah, and he tells Ba'imid also, Truma's Meister. Problem is, what do you mean? In fact, the Rajwa over there in Be'ah, what do you mean? The opposite. If by Truma Gedolah there's no problem with Ba'imid, there's no significance of Ba'imid, because there's no number, then how Bechlal do you begin the whole Yafusa? So the Rajba says that you can make a hekesh for whatever is efshir. You still have to come on to what we're saying, that you have to figure that there's an acknowledgement, kaviyachal, in the Torah, that there is going to be a shir, and memela, there's a chiddush, you can be naita ba'aymid, so hu adin, you can be naita ba'aymid by Truma Gedolah, and you can take learn it out to Meiser as well. Tosis, however, goes on to discuss, and he says that there's a mitzvah to be naita ba'ayin yafa. So that could be a sugi b'fnei atzmi, but that also is not the iraisa. I was wondering, we know that there's a big shiloh by Truma that chita achas is peteres mikol akri. Maisa later on, Rashi's mashman shlach, that there is an inyan to give a share of kedei nesina. Taisa discussing this is gittin daf chof and many other places that v'nosan is mashman that there's a share. And you do have the chiddush gadol of the Nadi Yehuda and Simon Reish Aleph, which the Achrenim already revealed as the Taisus written at the end of the second parak in Kedushin. And it's based on the Shaila and the Ramban and the Rambam, whether there's two mitzvahs in Hafrashas Truma or one mitzvah. There's definitely two parts to it. There's the Hafrasha, which is Misak and Decree. And then there's also the Mais and Nesina, the Tikkun, which is to give to the Kehanim. And there's a Din, Nesina, besides the Din of Hafrasha. So maybe even if there's no Din, mitzad the hafrosha, that chita achas is peteres mikol akri, there's no din shir, but there's a shir mitzad the nesina, because the nesina has to be a shir of a pruta, of a nesina chashuva, so the din of the hafrosha maybe would require a certain amount, so that the nesina shall be kidei shir. And maybe then it would pass the handle that there's a shir, that there's a chiddush that you can take ba'omer, and you don't have to worry about the shir nesina. Because obviously once you were mafresh and you're misak on the kri, you can't go add more to your truma. Once you did it, you did it. That's the definitely unanimous pashtus that you can't go be kairishem on new truma. So ula yesh makam lefalpul, that's where it would happen afkamino, that you should have to have a precise hafrosha, and there would be a chiddush even in atayro, that you could be mafresh ba'imid and you don't have to worry. Besides, for like we're saying, that there's a chshash shal yarbesh, leye maisoysim kukolim, and that there's a mitzvah, lahafresh elitol ba'ayin yofa. Now, this actual chiddush of Abba Lezer that Truma and Truma's Maizis Natalis Ba'imud Machshavo, so we discussed a little bit this big arichas in the Rishonim here about Oymud, but there's also a discussion about Machshavo. First of all, is it only Abba Lezer and the Rabbanan argue, or is that only a machlekes legabi the Oymud, but legabi the Machshavo, everybody agrees. So the next place over here, the Ramaskal Af and on Tesam and Aleph, Taka handles about whether or not the Rabbanan argue by Machshavo also. In fact, Taisus over here is mesupik about it, but Taisus and Menachos Nun Hayim Aleph, as well as the Ritvo over there in Be'ah, say that by Machshava everybody agrees. The Shita and Kibetzis, however, over there in Be'ah brings from the Rajba that the Rabbanan argue Lagabi the Chiddush of Machshava also, not just Lagabi the Din of Oymud, even though the Rajba that we have, Chaim Knievsky points out, is not so clear, but that's what the Shita brings from the Rajba over there in Be'ah. Chaim Knievsky speaks about this in Perek Gimel Hilchos Trumos and Derech Amuno, Halacha Yud. In passing over here, Tosfos discusses also the din of min ha-mukif. Apparently, Rashi and Gittin differs from what Tosfos is saying over there, that even over here, by mean, that Tosfos says that there's a din of min ha-mukif by Truma Gedolah, even though the Pasuk is mimeno by Truma's Meiser, we zetzai the Pasuk mukminon lei by Truma Gedolah, not by Truma's Meiser, because the Mishnah Bikurim Beis Hei, Tosfos quotes, that says that you don't need min ha-mukif by Truma's Meiser, even though the Gemara in Gittin is mashma that you need min ha-mukif by Truma's Meiser, Tosfos says that Gemara is only talking about Midrabbana. But Midraisa, you don't need it. Now, Taisus seems to hold that there's Exer Dirabbana on Otto Truma Gedolah. However, Rashi doesn't seem to hold that way. And the Pshat is because Rashi apparently holds, like the Pnei Yeshua and the Chasam Sofer speak out over there on the end of the third parak and Gittin, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, that the whole Chash is only because we're scared it's going to get lost. So, Mamela, if we know it's not lost and it's in front of you, it's good enough. You don't have to have Menamuk of Mamash, like in one Kli or the other different Cheetahs of what exactly Menamuk of is. I think others suggest that the reason why Rashi wasn't on board with Taisus' Gzeira, that Trumas Maisa needs Min HaMukif, just like Truma Gedolah, is because of the famous Taz. The famous Taz says in many places, and there's Rishonim that are mashm like this also, that when the Torah says something beferish, then the Rabbanon didn't make Gzeira. So since by Meiser, Truma's Meiser, it says, Mikol Meiser Seichem, so it's explicitly including, even if it's not Mamash Min HaMukif, so Mamela, we didn't make Gzeira that you need Min HaMukif by Meiser. That's what some Achrenim want to say to answer why Rashi didn't have this Gzeira of Taisus, Truma's Meiser, should need Min HaMukif, Atra Truma Gedoil. What does it mean exactly, B'machshav over here? So Rashi says on the top of the Tesam, Aleph Tup Shadim, either Shemechashiv Ve'oimer, Shnei Lugin Shatni Yosalaf, she made a Kriya Shem, but he didn't do a frosha. So Rashi says, why is it called a machshava if he spoke it out? Mishum de ina moina oison. Inami noisin ina vitzad zev oichim vitzad acher. Mamash machshava with no deeper at all, or deeper but no actual, you know, minion and explanation of exactly what is being mafresh. So you definitely don't need a maisa by machshava, but maybe you do need a deeper, you just don't need a maisa. Or maybe a machshava itself is enough, like in the second lashon. Rashi in Gittin says, Beferish noisna ena vitzad ze, and you don't even need a maisa afrasha, you just need a machshava. A maisa the Shara Melech and Perek Dalad Melech's Trumas learns in the Rambam that avadi you need a maisa, machshava is not enough, and the Dvar Avram in Chelik Aleph, Simen Tazayin, Oy Zayin, says that that we learn out from Venechshav, that it works for machshava, just means that Venechshav lechem trumaschem, you don't need a din bitois vasayim. Like the whole sugya in Shavuos Chavav and Mebeis, that you need levata, you need a deeper. It's enough without a deeper. Without a din bito yakabana, but a deeper you need a machshava ba'alma is too much belave. That's not going to work. So you need a deeper, but you don't need a bitoy. But kapanim, Rashi definitely holds, again, this is all the Dvar Avraham and the Shara Melech, but that's a Ramah, that you need a kriyas shem and a deeper, and so on. You need a afrosha. Or you need a, sorry, even if you don't need a Kriya Shem, you need a frosha, a maisa frosha, sorry. You need a maisa frosha, you just don't need to say it out of your mouth, the Kriya Shem, you could just do it b'maisa. So again, there's three stodim. There's a dibur, there's a machshava, and then there's a maisa frosha where you actually separate this and that, and you think it, and you did a maisa, but you didn't actually say it. So the ramifications of this are numerous. First of all, Taisus over here discusses it again, the ramaschim of machshava. He says, Alpha Bishalay Hifresh, it's mashma that you just do a machshava ba'alma. Taisus brings the Mishnah by Elaim, that it's mevur, that a chamishalay yitramavim tarma trumasim truma v'chashav Elaim. So Taisus, it's a raya that you don't even need a deeper b'chlal. Now the question is, if Rashi held that you do need a deeper, what's he going to do with the Mishnah by Elaim? The Teretz says maybe you could say that he did a maisa afresh of the Elaim. He took this and he put it there, this and put it there. This is truma. So even though he didn't actually say a deeper, but the maisa is enough. But maybe machshava ba'alma would not work. So either you need a deeper or you need a maisa. But a machshava ba'alma wouldn't work. Now the Shara Melech over there in Hilchos Trumas Perek Dalet assumes that Taisus holds for Dover Pashit that machshava works. It sounds like that in the second Lashon of Rashi over here, the second Tran Rashi, and also Rashi and Gittin. That nice and end of it's out there works. So there's a big kasha. Frek the Shara Melech. Why do we find in Shabbos Kuf Membeis that Tevel is Mukta, L'chayro, you could be Mafresh B'machshava. And Taisus says over here in the end of the Ramaschim B'machshava that you could even be Mafresh on Shabbos. And the only way he has a Shaila maybe by Meduma, you got to be Tikkun on this and that. But like upon him, it sounds like we say that he holds that the Machshava, you're allowed to be Mafresh on Shabbos. And if so, right, because you're not doing anything major, you're just thinking that this should be true, whatever it is. If so, why is Tevel ever Mukta? You could always be Mafresh on Shabbos. The Rashash over there in Gittin Lamed Aleph also asked the Kasha. And the Rashash wants to say that even though Trumas Meiser and Truma you can do on Shabbos, but Meiser Sheni and Meiser Oni you can't do. But Machshava and Memela, that would still be, everything would still be Mukta because you're not going to be able to take care of everything. Maybe you'll be able to get out of Truma and Trumas Meiser, but it's still going to be Mukta because you didn't do Meiser Oni or Meiser Sheni. So that's why it's not going to be Mukta on Shabbos. That's why it's Mukta in the Gemara. As I say in the Rashash. Afike Yam brings a Taisus in Sukkah of Gimel and Beis, and he has a ganze shtick of Torah. He wants to say that even though theoretically you could go ahead and be mafreshib of machshava, but kol zman that you didn't, it's mukta, which is a very complicated concept l'chayra. Because if it's able to be done legally on Shabbos, why should it ever be mukta? You can be mafreshib at any given time. Ma'aser d'Dina, the Shittim and Kubetzes in Beis of Lamed A holds that you're allowed to be mafresh on Shabbos for machshava, but the Taisus Rid over there in Shabbos Kuf Mem Beis elaborates that you're not allowed to be mafresh for machshava, and Taisus by us seems to hold that it's mutter taka kipshuta. L'chayre, this shaila that we're discussing here in Taisus the Ramaschim of machshava, if you're allowed to be mafresh truma b'machshava on Shabbos, You could think about it from two different aspects. First of all, what's the issur to be mafresh truma on Shabbos? Is it mitzad the maisa afrosha that it's also midrabanon, just like mekach memkar and hekdish and the sugi and beil lamed zayin that we've been mentioning on daf nun ches? Or is it the chalois? We discussed this chakiru there on daf nun ches also in Taisvus. Is the issur afrosha's truma maisas on Shabbos the maisa or the chalois? So if it's the maisa, it's very possible to say that if you're doing everything but machshava, it's not included. And even if it's the chalois, so the chalois is happening even though the machshava is triggering it, but still you could think, lamaisa, I didn't do anything. I just did a machshava. So maybe it's not going to be included. And another very important point about this sugya, which is related to this point itself as well, is that l'chayra, according to everything that it says over here, that truma is nitl b'machshava, we have to understand, how do you ever make a bracha on afrosha's trumas? L'chayra, the famous Beis Yosef says in the beginning of Ilchus Pesach, I think it's Tuf Lamed Beis, that a dover that's shach b'leiv b'machshava, it doesn't pass to make a bracha on it. And that's why he wants to say you shouldn't make a bracha on beer chametz, because it bittel helps b'leiv, or bittel chametz, at least you don't make a bracha. So Frecht, Rabbi Kiva Eger, or the Shoyal in Tshuva Chavtes, in Tshuva Rabbi Kiva Eger, that how do you ever make a bracha on afrosha's trumas and maisras, Ayetz Mavur over here, that helps b'machshava. I think Rabbi Kiva Eger brings the kasha from Rabbi Shayapik. And then he says that even though maybe with the rice attack and machshava helps, or maybe with the rabbana they were masang that you should do a deeper. Which is interesting. Like basically after our whole sugya, with the rabbana you still need to have a deeper. And our sugya is only handling me ikra adim with the rice. Okay. The Dvar Avram elaborates on this over there in Chelik Aleph Siman Tazayin. Another option, however, is what Rabbi Kivager says in Siman Lamed, and that's what I wanted to get to. Rabbi Kivager says, the kasha is, how you allowed to make a bracha on a frosh's truma? It helps in machshava. So why is it different than the Beis Yosef that holds that if it's shaykh b'leiv by bittul chametz and he can't make a bracha? Sokta Rabbi Veiger, it's cholok b'yisoida. By bittul that it helps b'leiv, you're being mevatel chametz b'leivoy, and away we go. Mashenkin over here says Rabbi Veiger, when you make this machshava of afrosh's truma, it's choshev k'maisa because it's shafing truma. So making truma is like a maisa. As I said, Rabbi Veiger, the Rabbina speaks about this in Shabbos Simen Chof, and many others talk about this, but I just wanted to point out that Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying a massive chiddush, that even if you hold that a bracha doesn't pass on something that's b'leiv, a truma is different, because with your leiv, you are creating afrosha's truma, which is a very significant action, and that would be chashev enough to make a bracha on it, even if you hold that a davar shabaliv boy, it's not shaykh to make a bracha on. The reason why I mention this is because we see in our sugi over here that a machshava to be mafresh truma would be mutar on Shabbos. Even though Rabbi Kiva Eger says that the chalois truma is a choshev zach, it's like a maisa, a frosh's truma, via your machshava, enough to make a bracha on it. But still, we're not concerned about the fact that you're going to do this on Shabbos. That's very important. Because there's a very fascinating Moshe v'zikeinim in Parshas Baal Oischa that says that you're not allowed to think on Shabbos that the mon, let's say you want the mon to taste like cooked flesh, cooked meat. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? On the one hand, Bishul is also on Shabbos. On the other hand, this has nothing to do with Bishul. I'm just having a thought. And suddenly Hashem makes a nes, however mon is created, maybe it became nature of the mon. But basically I think basar mevushal, and boom, I have basar mevushal. There's a very interesting chidah about this in Parshas Beshalach on the Pasuk, asasher toifu, oifu. It's not now to discuss for the whole sugya, but the point is that a machshava, to do a maisa, could be also a fascinating concept. Even though I'm sitting and I'm not budging and I'm not doing anything, it's still called that I'm being over Malachas Shabbos because my machshava is a vehicle for me to be able to do this maisa of Bishul on Shabbos via my machshava. And likewise, perhaps the maisa that Rabbi Kivager is calling Afrosha's truma that I am thinking about should be a problem on Shabbos. Nevertheless, we see over here that it's not a problem. Of course, you could wonder, you know, Afrosha's truma in the first place is only the Rabbanon, Mashenkin Bishul is the Eraisa, and you have to handle the whole sugya of Vidibure Yisavid Maisa by Tmura, where I say that this should be a tmura and it becomes that the animal is hektish, is that called enough of a maisa for malchus? And there's a lot to think about and discuss over here. There's one other thing also, lagabe hektish. Stam, we know that you're not allowed to be makdish on Shabbos, like the Gemara says on Samach Vavim with Beis and Psachim. What's the big deal? Just do it b'machshava. Just like over here. We have to say a chilek between hektish b'machshava, that's also on Shabbos, and truma b'machshava, that's mutter on Shabbos? Maybe. Just a lot of food for thought over here about all the different stuff that came up with Trumas Meiser and Trumas Gdolim Nitalis Ba'emir B'machshava. And now let's get back to our daf over here about Meiser Behema. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Asiri me'elav u'kadosh. Asiri is kadosh by itself. Says Gemara, Menale the Rava ha, Ilei mi'ho the Tani Eli Elish karsh me Asiri, Le karsh me Asiri, Minayin tam leim Asiri, Kadosh me'kal makayim. So you see that Asiri is kadosh, even if he didn't call it Asiri. Says the Gemara, V'dilme Asiri hu the Le karye, kadosh karye. Maybe he didn't say Asiri, but he called it Kaddish. And there's two pshatim in Rashi. What I just said is more the second pshat. Rashi says, in the Indian Achiva, Dilma Asiri le'kariyish, le'karishmai Asiri, ele'kaddish karishmai. And then Mela, it's Maisa, because he didn't say 10, but he didn't say Asiri, but he said Kaddish. So Mela, that stels it avek as a full-fledged Maisa. Ulachi have a Maisa. I'm talking about Rashi on top. But before that, Rashi says in the first Lashon like this, maybe Asiri hu d'loikaye kadosh d'lehavle din ma'aser la'aloyse l'Yerushalayim u'la'akrivay ela kadosh greide kariye rachmano d'ktusha chala olav. Not the pshat that he called it kadosh, he just didn't call it ma'aser. No, he taka didn't call it anything. But without calling it anything, me'elav it's kaddish just means, not that it's kaddish, full-fledged kaddish, it's just kaddish that it has a shame, ma'aser. But duma asiri like kada, what's the Lashon Rashi? Kari rachmana de kedusha chala alov. It's not din ma'aser la'aloi silu shalayim la'akrivay, ala kaddish greido, the kedusha chala alov, ein nechal ala b'moma. So of course, the Torah Zerayim, in the piece over there, in the beginning of Trumas, Perek Aleph Mishneh Gimel, when he shtels avek the yisoy that we discussed on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, that besides for the din of Kedushas Maaser Behema, that it has a Torah's korban and you makriv it on the Mizbeach, Bechor Maaser Pesach, are the trio of korbanos that go together in so many ways, but there's also a din of a shame, Kedushas Maaser Mitzad Atzmai, besides for the din korban v'akrova that a ma'aser behema has. And that is the kedusha liyachal b'mumay, like we discussed about chutzlar, it's the beginning of the parak akapanim, of course, the Teres Rayim learns that that's the pshat in the first lashon of Rashi. Now in the Etzim Gemara over here, the whole Indian of Asiri me'elav u'kadosh, it's very important that we discuss a beautiful yishmak ha'shtikl of the Afike Yam, a real classic, in Chelik Aleph Siman Mem Gimel. He opens up with a major machlokes Gedolei Rabbi Seinu. The Turei Evin in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches, says that we know by Hektish, Truma, Neder, there's a din that you could be Shoyal. You could be Shoyal on the Neder, on the Truma, on the and now, what about Ma'aser Behema? So the Turei Evin in Rosh Hashanah says that you could be Shoyal on Ma'aser Behema. The Menchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Samach argues on this. And he says you can't be shoyal on Ma'aser Behema. Why? Because Truma, Kachim, Nadarim, the creation of the Kedusha and of the whole Isser that exists, the Dinim that exists, were hatched and created because of the Haflaw of the Noider. You made another, I raise a Truma, I raise a Hektish, and so on and so forth. So Mamela, the din of She'ela is that you could be shoyal on your Dibur. Zakhtam Menchas Chinuch. But Fibald, we see in our Sugya that Asiri is me'ela v'kadosh. It's not kadosh as a result of you saying Hareize Asiri, Hareize kadosh. It's me'ela v'kadosh. So the Kedusha came basically because the Torah says that the 10th one out of the deer is kadosh. So since it's not created by your flaws, Zakhtam Menchas Chinuch, you cannot be shoyal on Ma'aser Behema. So first, the Afike Yam says, I have a raya. Because if you look in the Gemara earlier, on the Flamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, it says, Tana Rabbanon, Kol ha-becheres adam raya chutz mishal atzman. A person can be raya any becheres except his own. Then it says, V'raya es kodshim ves ma'aser seho. And the Gemara says, why is that? What are you worried about? That maybe he's lying about the carbon. He anyway could be shoyal, so he has nothing to lose. If he wants to get out of it, he could get out of it. So therefore, he's not one to say that it has a mum or whatever it is, because if you really think he's just trying to save money or whatever, he could have just said, he could have just been shayel. So obviously, you could trust him. Umaisreisel, says the Gemara, you know why he's believed? Because he could put mum in his whole flock. Says the Gemara, by kochim, he could be shayel. By meiser, he has another reason why he's nema. Frektafike yam. Why didn't the Gemara say you buy Mitchell by meiser also? Gevalt. Oh, meisterchais, because shayel doesn't help by meiser shayni, by meiser beimo. As I state in the afike yam, a raya, that there's no shayel by meiser beimo, only by kochim. Mamish, a beautiful raya to the Menchus Chinuch. But it's not muchach, because you could say a different pshat. The reason why by kachim, what are we worried about? That he's trying to save money. By Meiser Behema, even if he's going to be shoyl, he's not going to save money. Because if he's shoyl on the Meiser Behema, then what's going to happen? His Meiser is going to be bottle. If his Meiser is going to be bottle, he's going to go have to take a new animal and make it Meiser. So it is a gain for him to get this animal off the hook. Because like this, he'll have his Meiser and everything will be safe. It'll be Nechal. Mashenkin, if he'll be Shoyle, he's going to have to go take Meister again. He's going to have a carbon again. It's going to be weiter up the creek. Then, Zogt Afike Yam. No, my whole shtickel is wrong. It's not true. Zogta, you know why it's not true? Because you look in our Gemara weiter. Our Gemara here on the bottom brings the famous Chiddush of Rava, the Omar Rava, Minyan Haroi Poiter. Gemara brings the whole story. Kulam pturim lamish in the kaddish le'asir v'domad efter b'minyan haroi. The Amar Rava minyan haroi poiter. There's a klal that minyan haroi poiter, which means if you have 10 animals and you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then something goes wrong and sour, since when they went through the corral, they were destined and on their way, they were a minyan, a counting haroi that was fit to be ma'aseh behemah. That itself already puts them in a new stage of having been counted already. They are minuyin. Even before the punchline where you say asiri l'chayra, they're already minyan aroi. So memeilo zakt ta'afike yam. So you can't tell me that if you're shayl on your maiser behemoth, then you have to go start again from square one with all the another 10 animals and everything. Because it's already iftar leiv minyan aroi. And memeilo hadra dina. So again, let's just go over the cheshbon before we go over the actual point that he's saying. The cheshbon is that the Turei Evan says that she'ela helps by ma'aser behema like other nadarim. So Achtem Echaz Chinuch, no it doesn't, because over here it's me'ela of kaddish, it's not because of your diber. So Achter, I have a raya that Fikiyam says, because why doesn't the Gemara say earlier that there's she'ela by ma'aser behema just like by Ektish? He says it's not a raya, maybe lo'ilam there is she'ela by ma'aser behema. But it's still not going to be a reason to be believed about a mum, because if you do the shale, then you're going to have to go start again. And then he says, no, you don't have to start again. Why? Because, anyway, it's already iftilei b'minyan aroi. So you're not going to have to start again. And he goes on to point out, Afike Yam does, and this is instrumental for his shtickel Torah, that the tenth one also is iftilei b'minyan aroi, because asher yaver takas hashevet, v'lo yishekfar over. Says the Afike Yam that all 10 animals, even if you are shoyl, even if she'ela would help, and you were to be shoyl on the Ma'aser Behemah, in other words, even according to the Turei Evan's Shita, you still would not have to go do it again because all 10 animals are already in a different stage and they are putter, even if the she'ela is Eikir L'mafreya, which is a big shayla, how much it goes L'mafreya always, we're not going to visit that now, but Akoponim, you're still not going to have to go do it again. And Mamela says that Fikayam, the Raya, from the fact that the Gemara didn't say She'ela by Ma'aser Behema like it did by Hektish, and Daf Lamed Aleph is a Raya to the Menchus Chinuch, that She'ela doesn't work. And says that Fikayam, I told over this Svara, this beautiful Svara, that even if you do She'ela, it's still going to be put because of Minyan Aroi to Reb Chaim Brisker, and Reb Chaim was maskim to the Svara. However, then the Afike Yam says that he has a pshat in the Turei Evan. The Turei Evan holds that She'ela does help by Ma'aser Behema, even though L'chayra it's Me'el of Kadosh, and you don't have anything to be shoyl on. It happened by itself. Menchus Chinuch's tiny Eisen. Zok the Afike Yam, I'll tell you pshat in the Turei Evan. Pshat in the Turei Evan is that even if you hold Me'el of Kadosh, it's not like pulls out of the blue the Meitzer Behema, the 10th one is Kodesh. How is it the 10th one? The way it's the 10th one, he says, is because you set up all the animals and the deer, and you send them out one by one by one by one up till 10, and then the 10th one is Me'el of Kodesh. Even if you didn't say it, let's say, it happens by itself. If you are number 10, you are Kodesh Min HaShemayim, because you are the 10th. But how did you become the 10th? Because there was a 9th and a 8th and a 7th and a 6th. Zokta Fikeyam, that you made us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, that created that the 10th one is Kodesh. So that's also your doing. That's also your action. You're going to ask me, hey, but you can't be shayel on an action. Says the Afike Yam, yeah, but the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 only creates a asiri me'el of Kodesh if you do it the maisa with a deeper and a machshava that this is 1, 2, 3, 4, and we're on our way to 10 and we're making a maisa behem here. Otherwise, you won't have your asiri me'el of Kodesh men ha'shamayim. Says the Afike Yam, that Dibur and Machshava that you did while you're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-ing to get you up to 10, that's also a Dibur that's creating the Asir Me'el of Kodesh, and on that itself, it passes to do She'elo. You can go and be Shoyal, not on the Dibur of Hareza Asiri, Hareza Meiser Be'ema, because like the Mechaz Chenech Tainas, that's not a Meiser HaFlaw, that's Isay B'She'elo, as is Truma Hektish and so on. Because says the Menchas Chinuch, over here it's Asir Me'el of Kodesh. Says the Afike Yam in defense of the Turi Evan, yeah, but over here, even if it's Asiri Me'el of Kodesh, but the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, that Asir, which is created and Nikva with your Dibur, 1, 2, 3, for Maisa, that itself can have a She'elo, and that She'elo will be Oiker, the Maisa Behem. Then he brings down that someone was Meirer. Look up at the sugya that we have over here earlier and later about what about Karolachi Asiri and La'achar Asir Asiri. He says over there the halacha is that it's Kodesh even B'tayis Migzeres HaKosev. So on that for sure you don't have Shayla. So to that also the Afike Yam responds and says no, but according to what I'm saying, you can't just show up and say 9 is a 10th and 11th is a 10th. You have to have a setup of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Then and only then there's a din that Karolachi Asiri, Karolachar Asiri, those are also dinim that manifest themselves and result only after he did the Meiser 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, L'Shei Meiser. And according to me, says the Afike Yam, that I'm suggesting in the Turi Evans Shita that you could be shayel on that Meiser Minyan B'Dibur. So who are then you could even do for the 9 and the 11, you could also knock them out. Only is daiti, this svara is a big chiddush. Because it's not like you just have to find a deeper that caused it. The din is that a haflaw and a nether that shaft, whether it was a balyachal or something else, has she'ela on it. It's not like every deeper in the world has she'ela. I don't know what type of example to give you, Sfira Sa'imra or Kriyishma. You can't be she'el on any deeper. It's just a big chiddush to say that the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 setup to the Meiser Behema, even if it's Asir Me'el of Kodesh, you could be shayel on the Dibur that brought you to that point. Very big chiddush from the Afike Yam here. Then in conclusion, the Afike Yam brings the Gemara in the Dharmi at Chesam at Beis that Meiser Behema is called the Davar Anoder. Even though it's Asir Me'el of Kodesh, it's still called a Davar Anoder. Chinuch discusses this over there in that shtickle where he's discussing whether it's Yisei B'Sheilo or not. And Zakta Afike Yam, that the Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Ches, that you can't do Meiser on Yontif because of Sikrisa. So he asks, why didn't you say that the problem is because of Ein Makdishin? Which is interesting because it's Taisis' Kasha, like he quotes. Taisis discusses, we discussed on Daf Nun Ches. Taisis ask, why don't we say Al Sein Magdishan? Zokt Fikeyam, that according to what I'm saying, it's very good. Because, let's just go over the steps, I don't know if I said this over clearly. The Fikeyam brings down that Taisis over there in Chagiga asks, that why did the Gemara say Al Sikrasa? Why didn't the Gemara say Al Sein Magdishan? That's the Taisis' question, like we discussed, Taisis asks over here in Unchesim Ralph. Says the Afike Yam, I don't understand Taisis Kasha. What do you mean, Asir Me'el of Kodesh? And then he says, yeah, then I found Taisis B'Chari. Taka says that Teretz of Asir Me'el of Kodesh. So it's not Ein Makdishin. Zakta Afike Yam, oh, so what's Taisis and Chagiga asking? It's Asir Me'el of Kodesh. Says the Afike Yam, Taisis and Chagiga is asking according to what I just told you. I just told you that even the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is a Maisa Hektish. So Mamil, that should be also on Shabbos. L'shitasi, that I hold, that not only would Shayla theoretically pass an afrosh of Meister Beim or a Kriya of Meister Beim, but even on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Meaning to say, and here we see the Afike Yam fleshening his Vardais, what he's saying, that the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is Mamash a real Hakdosha. So mainly he holds that it should be Osir to do the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 also on Shabbos. And that's why Taisis and Chagiga didn't have the Teretz of Asir Me'el of Kodesh, because the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is also Isir and a Maisa Hakdosha. So again, it's a big chiddush what he's saying with Chlal, that you could be shoyel on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But even according to what he's saying, that he holds that it's a Maisa HaKdosha, I don't even know how to swallow the whole thing. I mean, a Maisa HaKdosha? Nothing's becoming hektish until number 10. So if you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, let's say, at the end of Shabbos, and then 10 is besides Achana, and then at the 10th you're going to do after Tzeis, you're going to be over the Isser of HaKdosha B'Shabbos on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Granted, it's bringing you to that point, and it's creating it, and maybe chiddush nifle, you could be shoyel on it. But even if you could be shoyel on it, it's even a bigger chiddush to say that's going to be included in the Isra HaKadosha. But that's the Maisa, what he says. Then he brings out that Taisus in the Dharm really talks about this, and he says, Vim shal Maisus tomo nodar osir, vim taimar vale asir me'el v'kodesh. Taisus asked the Kasha, why is it a davar anodar from asir me'el v'kodesh? V'yesh loimer deboi avaras minyan. That's not called a davar another. So he says the Mechaz Chinuch didn't bring this, but L'chair Taisus is mavur that even though it's a sir me'el of a kodesh, saktais in the darm yudches, it's still called a davar another because of the count that brought you to that point. That's a very geshmaka tzustel to the Afrika Yam, that it's called a davar another because it had human input to bring you to that point. But to say that it's called mamish, aha floss neder that has she'elah is a big chiddush. And to say that it's called a maisak dosha v'shavas on these deities is even a bigger chiddush, because nothing became hektish, especially if you hold that the iser hektish is the chalois, the havaras v'shuyas, like the lashon of Rashi and Beit of Lamed Zayin. But even if you hold it's the maisak flaw and the maisak dosha v'davra dover style, still a chiddush to say that the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 would be fully included in the ban of hektish Shabbos. Maybe the Afike Yam means to say, and maybe this is the Turi Evan saying, and then this is the Pshat and the Toisvis and the Dorim that calls it a Dover another because of this, that the Pshat is, even if you hold it Asir Me'el of Kodesh, but the Kedusha is created by via the fact that you took these 10 animals and established 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. In other words, you are creating, this is a 1, this is a 2, this is a 3. And via that, it becomes a Kaddish. In other words, it's a Maisa that you are creating that is going to be the 10th one. So are you being Maktish the 10th one? No. And are you being Maktish anything by saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? No, but did the 10th one become a Meiser via your establishing that these 10 animals will be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and hence eventually result in 8, 9, and 10? Yes. So maybe that's enough that it's called, that it's your counting that's making it a Meiser. Maybe that's enough to be Shoyl. It's a big chiddush that it should be a Meiser HaKdosha, but it's definitely understandable that it could be a Dover another. Ayin Shama, beautiful Afika Yam, and Simim Mem Gimel and Chelik Aleph. Perhaps a much more smoother route would be to say that Asiri Eilev HaKadosh is only when he wasn't Makdisha, but if he went and he said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then he did slap down a 10 Sikrasa and say, Hareza Kadosh Maisa Reima, this is number 10, then Avad that's Nama Eilev HaKadosh, then it's Kadosh Ayideh HaKadosha. And Memela, it's Taka Agdosha, and it's a Dover another, and of course, it makes much more sense that She'ela should help. B'chai Gavna, that will be Pshat in the Turi Evan. And I found that Reb Shimon Shkop in the Dorim Simetes goes al derech zeh, but you have to work out exactly what does this mean. So when does it decide to become Kaddish on its own? When does it give up on the fact that you're not being Makdish? It sees if the owner died. Exactly how does it work? L'chaira, Vasiri is me'el v'kaddish, it should be Kaddish right out of the gate, literally, before you said anything. But if it's shaykh to say such a zakh, that the Asiriya Eilu V'Kodesh is only when you weren't Makdashit, but when you're Makdashit B'Poyel, then Avada's not Me'Eilu V'Kodesh, HaKol Yavi Al Mekayim B'Sholom, Ki Mevur B'Chidush Reb Shimon Nedorim Simentes. Now the Gemara continues over here trying to bring Rais exactly Menole Rava, this thing, that Asir Me'Eilu V'Kodesh. So the Gemara, when it says the Raya from Karla Chi Asir V'Yotza Asir V'Loy Diver Chi Nechab Mumoy, Asiri Maisis, the Gemara says, to dichuyim, either Shani Asam de Ivrele Asiri, Inami de Achvi Luya. That he was Achvi Luya, he pointed with his fingers, like Rashi says, and in Melo, it's not a Raya that Asir Me'el Vukodesh. Rashi says, Kishayotza Hira Allah Vatzboy, Shayhei Maiser, Ela Shalay Diba Bifpiv. So this is interesting. What's the story? Normally, you would assume that you need to have a Hakadosha B'Piv. Again, we're going, La'ilam, we don't say Asir Me'el B'Kadosh. And really, you need to have a Hakadosha B'Piv. However, pointing with his fingers, like this is the 10th one, that would be enough, even though he didn't say anything. The Chelkis Yoyev, Madur Tanyana, Simon Yates, brings a Raya from here, that even where you do need a Dibur, it's enough to make a motion or a nod with your hands and your face, and that's enough. Even though you need a Dibur, that would be a Kiyim of a Dibur. Like we know from Hilchos Gittin and Ibn Ezra Simachafal from the Gemara Misha Ochzai, that you're able to do a Harachona and it works. By Gittin in general, there might be more of a requirement because of Tzivei Aval. Still, at least Peshas HaTzerich, you're Semach on these things and you don't have to have a Dibur and a Minoi. The Chalkas Yoyev, as well as the Tzafnas Paneach in Perek Beis of Hilchos Shavuos Halacha Aleph, bring a raya from here that even where you need a dibur, a remiza, or a nod or something would be good enough. The Gemara continues over there. The Gemara says, Elamei Hodetanya. Karlachi Asiri Umeis. If the 10th one died inside the corral and was never walked out, Chi Nechel B'Mumma V'Kulam P'Turim. So the Gemara says, I have a mean in my time, a Kulam P'Turim, Lab Mishum De Kadosh Le Asiri. Me'ei Love, you see that Siri Me'ei Love is Kadosh. So the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. It was Nifter B'Minyan Haroi, like we've been discussing, there's a Chiddush Din of Rava here from Minyan Haroi, as we will get to. And the Gemara says that it's not a Raya that Asir Me'elov Kodesh. Lo'elov, I can tell you, Asiri is not Kodesh Me'elov. And the reason why over here the Asiri is Kodesh and everything is Potter is because Minyan Haroi. The question is, asks the Lecha Mishnah, the Rambam paskins that Asiri is Me'elov Kodesh. Still, when the Rambam brings down this din, he says the reason why Meis Asir Bedir, it works, is because of Minyan Haroi. Now, L'chaira, the Gemara only brought Minyan Haroi because you don't have a right that Asir Me'elev U'Kadosh. But once we know Ladina that Asir Me'elev U'Kadosh, Frekta Lecha Mishnah, why was it necessary for the Rambam to say this halacha that Karol Chi Asir Meis Asir Bedir Chi Nechem Mumim V'Kulam P'turin is because of Minyan Haroi? At the end of the day, we could have very simply said, the Rambam could have said that the din why it's potter is because Asir Me'el of a Kodesh, since the Rambam anyway paskins like that. As in fact, the Lecha Mishnah. So in the Sefer Hoyd Tzvi in Simon Lamentes, he brings down a Chiddush from Reb Simcha Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim's brother, to answer this Shiloh. And he says, you're right, Asir Me'el of a Kodesh is enough to tell you this din. But the fact that the Gemara said the Teretz of Minyan Haroi Be'etzem is a Chiddush in Svara, and that Chiddush is still necessary for us, and therefore the Rambam said it this way, that the reason why it's Potter is because of Minyan Haroi, and not just because of Asir Me'el V'Kadosh. Because he says, Yesh Lachka, in this din of Kar L'Chi Asiri, if you call the 9th one the 10th one, the Halacha is that the 9th one is Kadosh, is that only on the heels of the 10th one being Kadosh, Klar's Reb Simcha Soloveitchik? Or even if the 10th one never became Kadosh, there's still a din that the Chi is Asiri. The Chi's Kedusha of Karla Chi Asiri is not contingent on going ahead and finishing off and saying that the 10th one is a Meiser. So, from the fact that the Gemara said over here that Lo'ilam, we don't say that Asiri is Kodesh Me'elov. And the reason why the 9th one and everything works over here is because of Minyan Haroi, we see that you don't need the Kedusha of the Asiri in order for the Chi to be Chal. Because over here you don't have the Kedusha of the Asiri, because it died. So Elamai, Minyan Haroi is Poiter, and the Chi becomes an Asiri, even without Kedusha's Asiri being Asiri. It's not like an add-on and a helper. It's its own isolated rule that a chi could be an asiri. That's why the Rambam had to tell us this Gemara the way it is, because even though we paskin that asiri is me'el of a kodesh, still there's the extra chiddush in the din of minyan aroi, and the fact that we said that chi could be asiri. Oh, but you'll ask me, why did the Rambam have to tell me this beautiful chiddush? You know, wonderful as it may be, at the end of the day, we hold that asiri me'el of his kodesh. So anytime you call a chi asiri, the 10th one is automatically, boom, going to be kodesh. So why do you have to tell me this chiddush? You're right that you told me extra chiddush, that the 9th can become kodesh even if the 10th one won't. But that's never negeya, because the 10th one is always going to follow suit. So he says, no, it is negeya. You know where it's negeya? It's negeya if, let's say, you have 19 animals in a corral, and 9 go out of one door, and 9 go out of another door, and now you don't know which one is that Siri kodesh working for. But it's definitely not going to work for both. You can't have a 10 me'el of kodesh for both 9 groups, for both groups of 9. So there you're going to have this din that the 9th one and the 9th one are both kodesh, even without an Asiri Eil of kodesh, because even though you're right, I imagine that that 19th one in the corral is going to be a miser probably, but the point is it's not going to be an Asiri Eil of kodesh for both simultaneously. So you see you have a case where a chi could be an Asiri without an Asiri Eil of kodesh. Phenomenal! And I think, after seeing this, I think if you look in the Ar Sameach, in the end of Vilchus Becheres, Perek Ches Halacha Ches, in 6 short lines or whatever it is, he speaks out something like this, and he says B'zem Yoshev Kushes Halacha Mishnah, and he might mean exactly this chiddush that I saw in Matik Yeshmua page Kuf Ches, B'shem the Sefer Hayit Tzvi. I think it's Matik Yeshmua Chelik Beis maybe. B'shem the Sefer Hayit Tzvi. B'shem Reb Simcha Soloveitchik, the brother of Reb Chaim. Before we go on, one maramakam about that, the Tshuvas Teres Mardechai has a Kuntras Chivas HaKadosh, and at the end of the Kuntras over there in Simon Men, he speaks about this at great length. Ayin Shem Hetiv, and once you have it in your hands, you might want to look at Simon Lamates also, where he speaks about the above-mentioned whole Shaila, if She'ela helps in Maisa Behema, and the Raya that we discussed from the Gemara and the Flamed Aleph. Ayin Shem, in fact, a Tshuva to the Balafika Yam. Okay. So moving right along over here, we have over here the great big chiddush of Rava on the whole Daf Nun Tes, going all the way on to the whole Amud Beis, that Minyan Haroi is Poiter, and the Gemara goes on to say a whole Shmuz. The Gemara brings over here the discussion about Ma Echad Asa Shu Oysa Ketush Likarve Nekadosh Alem Ke Neker Shem Asiri Emenu Chini She'ein Oysa Ketush Likarve Nedin Shem Neker Shem Asiri Emenu, a whole din which revolves around the gather of how a 9th could become a Meister in some way, and the 11th could become a Meister in some fashion, and we'll try to get back to that Bezus Hashem, Bli Nether, on Daf Samach, but right now I'd like to focus on the rest of the Amud Beis here, the whole Inyan of Minyan Haroi is Poiter, which the Gemara eventually brings from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, in Bechukaisai, Kol Meisim Karav Bakar Vatsin Chal Asher Yavar Tachas HaShavet, Asiri Yi HaKadosh LaHashem, and the Gemara Darshins, Yavar V'loi Shekvar Ovar, says the Gemara, the Iftar Lohu B'Minyan Haroi Shema Minot. Then the Gemara goes on, Tani Kavasi the Rava, and goes through the whole sugya of Minyan Haroi, and the Gemara has a very important thing over here. Va'al Marava Chal D'Zimna, why do you think we have to say both cases of Minyan Haroi, this case and that case? Says the Gemara, Ma'u D'Teima Vada Minyan Haroi Amrinon, Sofik Minyan Haroi Loi Amrinon, D'Chazi Lo'ocha Lo'ocha Loi Amrinon, Kamash Malon, that even by Sofik Minyan Haroi is also Paiter. So the Gemara on Amud Beis, very, very, you know, for the majority, is discussing the din of Minyan Haroi. Let's go and focus and think a little deeper about this Inyan of Minyan Haroi. Yesh La'ayin, what exactly is the gedder of Minyan Haroi? Is the pshat that it's a chalais p'tor? That just like there's a din regular that you have to do ma'isa behema, and when you count ma'isa, that path is all 10 of them for ma'isa behema. So just by being counted 1, 2, 3 in the direction and hope and preparation to be a ma'isa behema, that itself is also a p'tor. There's a din of Minyan Haroi that pater is as does Meiser itself, Pater. Or no, La'ilam, you need to have Meiser itself. But there's a new din, that basically this counting is a significant counting. So by taking animals and putting them into a deer, where they're labeled and ticketed to be Meiser Behem, and you go 1, 2, 3, it's Chal in this animal, that it's a 1, and it's a 2, and it's a 3. So once it's Chal, and this counting is significant, and it's registering its weight towards the 10, so even if you didn't get to the finish line, but now it's already a 3. So maybe if you do 1, 2, 3 and you go to sleep, you have to wake up and do 4, 5, 6 and get to the finish line. But suppose that you didn't for whatever reason. It was already chal that it's a 1, 2, and 3 and now you can't go you know, attach it and connect it to a different strain of animals and make a new Maaseh V'Heima Minyan, and that's why Minyan Aroya is Poiter. So again, is it because it was Chal, the numbers of 1, 2, and 3, or is it a new din that Minyan Aroya is Poiter? Now, you could be mefalpel, and I quote with this the Kuntres Ikve Chaim on Masech Tebechoris, which I was looking at, that he closed this child and he wants to bring a raya for the Gemara in on the bottom here of Amud Beis. The Gemara has a Havamina that maybe only Minyan Vaday of Minyan Aroy is Paiter, but a Sofik Minyan Aroy is not going to Pater. Now, if it's a Chalois Ptor, so the Pshat is, if you're a Vaday Minyan Aroy, so you are a Minyan Aroy, and a Mele you're going to Pater. But if you're a Sofik Minyan Aroy, like the Gemara's case over here, so then you don't have the Ptor Bechlal. Just because you could possibly eventually end up, you're Shach to be a Minyan, but Maisa you're not for sure a Minyan. So Mele you don't have the Ptor of Minyan Aroy. Masha'en Kain, if the Pshat and Minyan Aroy Pater is not because it's officially a ptur of Minyan Aroy. The pshat is rather that it's calling you that you're a 1 and you're a 2 and you're a 3, so then even if it's just being counted 1, 2, and 3, and it's possible that it's eventually going to be a Maaser Behema, so that should also be chal. The 1, 2, and 3 that you're doing is a 1, 2, and 3. The suffix is what's going to be the future Baruch upon him, since it's shaykh to that, so it should have had the ptur. The fact that the Gemara had a Havamina, that a suffix doesn't pater, is a reason that would lead us to think, Zakhtar B'Yakov Chaim Stein over there in the Kuntres, that it's a chalois p'tor of Minyan Aroy, it's a chalois p'tor, and it's not just that the pshat is that the etzem numbers were chal, and memela, it is potter. At least the memela, you can't regroup it with a different one. Maybe it's not mamash muchrach, because first of all, maybe even a suffix, if it's not a vaday number 1 and a number 2 and a number 3, so then it's not chal, this whole din, that it's a 1, 2, 1, and 3. Only when it's a vaday, actually you could say like that. And besides the mice of the Gemara's chayz, and the Gemara says taka, that a suffix is also potter. So the Maskani, you don't have a raya mochrachas to either tzad, but that's what he's moir. And the truth is, he points out even much stronger than that. He says, even on the tzad, that Minyan Aroy is a ptur, yesh la'ayin, a very fundamental shayla on the whole daf over here. This din of Minyan Aroy that paters, what is the gether? Is the pshat that it's a whole new din of Minyan Aroy poiter? It's like a special rule that the Torah was mechadesh v'lishik farovar, that even if Meiser didn't pan out, there's still a new ptur of Minyan Aroy? Or no, maybe the pshat that Minyan Aroy paters, that's exactly how it works always. In other words, we know you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and the 10th one is Meiser, and you're good to go. But maybe the reason why number 1, 2, and 3 are 4 are always Potter is because they are Minyan Arois. Not because it's a whole new, then maybe that's good for the Gether. Do we say that no? The Gether is that you count 1 through 10, and the 10th one is Meiser, and by that, by virtue of having a 10th Meiser, that's officially what seals the deal and makes the 10th one Meiser, and everything else Potter. And there's a new din of Minyan Aroy. I don't know. Every single other one, 1 through 9, is Taka Potter al Minyan Aroy, now that Rav unveiled this Chiddush from the Pasuk. And the din of Meiser is only that the 10th one is Meiser. But in the Parsha of Meiser, it says that the first 9, Tevel or not, exactly what they are, become Nifter by being ticketed and counted 1, 2, 3, B'derech u'B'Kavana, that they are going to be Mitztarev to lead to a 10th Meiser Behema. So he brought a Gevaldig Araya to this. Because we find that you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 by Suffolk Minyan Aroy, and you're not sure what's going to happen. And then eventually, if you go and you do 7, 8, 9, 10, it becomes Potter. Again, in the Havamina of the Gemara had a Havamina that only Minyan Aroy Vade Potters and Minyan Aroy Suffolk doesn't Potter. Now, if Minyan Aroy Suffolk doesn't Potter from Maaser Behema, what happens when you have a 1, 2, 3, 4 of Minyan Suffolk, and then it turns out to be a Vade? In other words, then you go ahead and you do 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and now it's Taka Potter. Those first 4 shouldn't become Niftar, because they were already a Minyan or a Suffolk Minyan Aroy. Ah, you're telling me, yeah, but now you're getting to the finish line. Yeah, but you're telling me that they a Suffolk Minyan Aroy doesn't Pater. The Teretz is that they get a Ptur of Maaser Behema. So Vaisachais, the Ptur of Minyan Aroy is a separate Ptur besides the Ptur of Maaser Behema. There's one Ptur of Maaser Behema that all 10 become Pater because he had a Maaser Behema at the end of the line. And there's a whole new Ptur of Eloisha Kvar Ovar of Minyan Aroy. Of course, there's a lot more to learn, but we're running out of time, so we're going to leave it at that.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.